Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Alvarado Gill, Archuleta, Ashby, Atkins, Becker, Blakespear, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, Terrazzo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Laird, Limon, McGuire, Menjivar, Min, Newman, Wynn, Nilo, Ochoa-Bogue, Padilla, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Sayarto, Skinner, Smallwood-Cuevas, Stern, Umberg, Wahab, Wiener, Wilk.
Members of quorum is present. With the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which we're going to ask you to remain standing and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance.
We gather in God's presence. On October 19, 1796, in his farewell address, George Washington said the following: "It will be worthy of a free, enlightened, and great nation to give to mankind the magnanimous example of a people always guided by an exalted justice and benevolence. Gracious God and God of our ancestors, we pray today in thanksgiving for the leadership of our presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. In times of great upheaval, they laid foundations of liberty and democracy for the benefit of future generations. Today, we are still leaning into the meaning of liberty and justice for all, as the legislators of our time strive to be guided by the ideal of exalted justice. Gracious God, be with the legislators in this chamber as they pursue the dream of peace and harmony amid the details and decisions of the moment. May their constituents also embrace the responsibilities of democracy, so that together we can build a just and productive society, fulfilling the desires set forth by the founders of our country. We ask this in your name, amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. All right, members, we're moving the privileges of the floor. Messages from the governor that will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. There are none. Introduction of bills and first reading. Bills will be deemed read. Consideration of the daily file. We have two items. We have item 12 and 21. Senators, are you prepared? Senator Alvarado Gill, are you prepared? Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 99 by Senator Alvarado Gill relative to California Almond Day.
Senator Alvarado Gill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to present Senate Concurrent Resolution 99, naming February 16th as California Almond Day. Almonds are a cornerstone crop in California, accounting for 100% of the nation's almond supply and 80% of the global almond supply. Packed with plant-based goodness, California almonds are a responsibly grown, zero-waste farm food product, an important part of the low-carbon diet. Sustainable almond farming utilizes production practices that are economically viable and based upon scientific research, common sense, and a respect for the environment, neighbors, and their employees. The result is plentiful, healthy, and a safe food product. The almond industry employs 110,000 Californians and contributes $9.2 billion annually to our economy. The almond industry also employs Californians. Californians on 7,600 almond farms, 90% of which are family farms, many owned and operated by third and fourth generation farmers who live on the land and plan to pass it down to their children. California almond farmers and processors are leading by example and paving the way for improvements across agriculture and a healthier planet. California almond farmers are committed to further reducing water use to grow our almonds. By 2025, the California almond community commits to reduce the amount of water used to grow a pound of almonds by an additional 20%, already achieving great reductions of over 30%. The California almond community also commits to achieve zero waste in our orchards by putting everything we grow to optimal use. California almond farmers are achieving zero waste in our orchards. The nutritious almonds that we eat and grow in a shell, protected by a hull and a tree, all products that are traditionally used for livestock bedding and dairy feed. With climate-smart agricultural practices like regenerative farming, further production improvements and policy changes, almond farms can be carbon neutral or even carbon negative. Today, we celebrate those almond growers, farm workers, and processors, and other industry partners in manufacturing and transportation. Californians, we honor you with today's resolution. Some of the growers of California are here in the gallery, from Evans Farms and from Van Family Farms, constituents of Senate Districts 1 from the good senator from Bieber, and Senate District 8 from the good senator from Sacramento. And I cannot celebrate almond growers without the honeybees, because honeybees and almonds are a beautiful partnership designed by nature. I would say the perfect marriage. When almond trees blossom, honeybees get their first nutritional food source of the year, and they pollinate and they thrive. So please join me in celebrating California Almond Day, and as a token of Senate District 4 love, please enjoy a snack bag of any one of my favorite Blue Diamond almond flavors available for you after session. Thank you, and I respectfully request an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Daley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I too rise on this resolution acknowledging almonds or almonds. Depends on what part of the state you're from. My part of the state, we say almonds, and in the south part of the state seems to say almonds. But I will just want to share, as a farmer, obviously almonds are a huge crop in California. We supply the world, and 100% of America's almonds come from California. And so I just wanted to stand and rise in solidarity with my good friend from the 4th Senate District in recognizing that almonds, 80% of Yuba County and 90% and Sutter, which are in my district, their counties produce a heck of a lot of almonds. And there's some controversy out there about this, though, when we talk about water and the environment. And I want you to know that don't listen to all the people on the other side that are talking about water. There's good reason to have for the environment and for the soil and for food production and a good protein that is heart healthy and very good for Californians. So get the facts. Farmers are great. We need to eat every day. And we need them here in California because they're also a big part of our economy. So thank you for bringing this resolution forward. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Ashby.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to thank the good senator from Jackson. She does such a nice job with her presentations. I like Almond Day because I like to use this as an opportunity to talk about what an amazing place California is. As we stand here in our state capital in Sacramento, one of the largest cities in California, we're also just a few blocks away from the largest almond distributor in the whole country, Blue Diamond. Sacramento is so proud to house Blue Diamond, and today is a day to celebrate all that is agricultural and all that is amazing about our great state. So I urge an aye vote and thank my colleague.
Thank you, Senator Eggman.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I also rise in support of this resolution. I share the district with the senator from the 4th District. I still represent half of Stanislaus County. And having grown up in Stanislaus County on an almond orchard as the daughter of a beekeeper, I feel a special passion about this resolution. You can't have almonds without the bees. And I'll also say that currently less than a quarter of California bees are able to pollinate the amount of almonds that we have in California now. And so when you see those trucks, you'll see them going around with those big boxes. They are shipping them in from Montana, Missouri, Michigan, all over the country. And just this morning, there was an article in the Los Angeles Times that there was another 1,000 bees stole out of a farm in Fresno County. And that farmer is offering $100,000 for the return of those bees or to find out who took them. So as we celebrate almonds, we also have to think about those bees and that workforce that also transports them and tries to make sure the bees stay strong. Because if we don't have the bees staying strong, well, we won't have those almonds and the blooms that go along with it. So I ask for your support for SR 99.
Thank you. Senator Menjivar.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I stand today as an ally of a supporter of Almond Days because I'm allergic to almonds. I stand representing the many people allergic to peanuts and almonds. Strong ally, urging everyone to vote aye on SCR 99.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Seeing none, Senator Alvarado-Gill, would you like to close?
Thank you so much to my colleagues and to our allies. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll on file item 12.
Allen. Aye. Alvarado-Gill. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Ashby. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Becker. Aye. Blakespear. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cortese. Aye. Daly. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Eggman. Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Hurtado. Aye. Jones. Aye. Laird. Aye. Limon. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Menjivar. Aye. Min. Aye. Newman. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nilo. Ochoa. Aye. Padilla. Portantino. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Sayarto. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Smald Cuevas. Aye. Stern. Umberg. Aye. Wahab. Aye. Wiener. Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Blakespear. Eggman. Aye. Grove. Nilo. Padilla. Portantino. Stern. Wiener.
Ayes 33, noes 0. The measure passes. Now, members, we're moving on to file item 21. Senator Rubio, she's prepared. Secretary, you may read.
Senate Resolution 63 by Senator Rubio, relative to Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month.
Senator Rubio.
Thank you, Mr. President and Senate colleagues. Today I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 63, which proclaims February 2024 as Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. I would first like to thank the members of the Legislative Women's Caucus and our sponsors at California Partnership to End Domestic Violence for their advocacy on this issue. Teen dating violence, also known as dating abuse, is a serious and growing problem throughout California. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 adolescents report verbal, emotional, physical, or sexual dating abuse every year. As a school teacher, I see the consequences of that abuse. To parents, I often plead with you, always ask your child if they're being not just physically assaulted or abused, but also asked, are you being coerced? And that means, are you being asked to do something that you don't want to do, whether it means how you dress, not hanging out with friends, not telling the truth, and other things that can be harmful. These are usually precursors to the actual physical violence. And we must support our youth and educate them on the importance of healthy relationships. We also must uplift those who have experienced violence and be sensitive to their needs so that they also may heal and move forward. As legislators, we have a responsibility to ensure that our youth know the necessary skills to have safe and healthy relationships. This resolution will encourage all Californians to observe Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month with intervention and prevention programs like the Safe Dates Project, as well as activities in school and workshops that raise awareness about teen dating violence. And with that, members, I ask for an aye vote on SR 63. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Any discussion or debate? Hearing and seeing none, Secretary, you may call the roll. This is eligible for a unanimous roll call. This is eligible for a unanimous roll call. Is there any objection to using a unanimous roll call on this item? Hearing and seeing none, ayes 33, no 0. The measure passes. Now, members, we're returning to motions and resolutions. This is a time for adjourning memories. We have Senator Rubio.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, today I rise to adjourn in the memory of Deanna Coronado Robles, a sitting board member of the Baldwin Park Unified School District, who passed away December 19th at the age of 53. As a longtime resident of Baldwin Park, Deanna herself graduated from the Baldwin Park Unified School District, where she served for many years. Deanna cared deeply about the education of children, and she was especially passionate as an advocate for children with special needs. Deanna held several education degrees and was a community business owner providing childcare services for over 16 years. She also served with many community organizations, including the Baldwin Park National Little League, Baldwin Park's Recreation Commission, and also participated in the Challengers baseball team. She had a special needs child herself, and that became her mission as she moved forward as a very dedicated, civic engaged parent, always fighting for children that couldn't fight for themselves. And that eventually led to her wanting to be on the school board. And once again, as she said, as a city member of the Baldwin Park Unified School District, she became the voice to all those parents with children of special needs. She was a wife for 34 years and leaves behind four amazing children. Please join me in adjourning in the memory of Deanna Coronado Robles, who was a city member of the Baldwin Park Unified School District. Thank you.
Thank you. Our deepest condolences. We ask that you bring the name forward so she can be properly memorialized. Next up is Senator Mann.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to adjourn in memory of a giant in Orange County and Los Angeles labor and democratic politics who recently passed away, Mr. Ray Cordova. Ray's life was dedicated to his family, his country, and the pursuit of pushing for organized labor to achieve justice and equity. Born in Springer, New Mexico, and a proud graduate of the St. Joseph Catholic High School in Denver, Colorado, Roy's academic journey led him to earn a bachelor's and a master's degree in business administration from Cal State University, Long Beach. His early commitment to service was marked by his enlistment in the U.S. Army Airborne, where he served as a sergeant during the Vietnam War. His service to our nation set the stage for a life characterized by honor, courage, and an unwavering commitment to the principles of democracy and social justice. From the 1960s on, Ray was a leader within the Southern California labor and civil rights movement, becoming a member of the Communications Workers of America, Local 9571, and then serving as its vice president. His leadership would continue to evolve as he served for over 50 years as a delegate with the LA County Federation of Labor, Orange County Central Labor Council, and the California State Federation of Labor. Ray's activism was not confined to labor. He was a lifelong member of the NAACP, a proud member of LULAC, and deeply committed to the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement. In addition, he had many contributions to the civil rights movement during the Freedom Summer of the 1960s. Ray also served the state of California, working for State Senator Ralph C. Dills as a senior deputy, Board of Equalization member John Chung as an assistant, and Congresswoman Grace Napolitano as her district director. To say that Ray was a titan of labor and democratic politics in Orange County and LA barely scratches the surface of his impact. His activism, campaigning, and mentoring have left an indelible mark on the fabric of our state and the heart of our Democratic Party. He was a mentor to me, and I know probably many others in this room. His unwavering belief in democratic values and the commitment to instilling those ideals in others have fostered a legacy that will endure for generations. And it's important to note that Ray didn't just have a love for organized labor and politics. His marriage to his wife, Sun L. Cordova, spanned 64 years and was a cornerstone of his life. As we remember Ray, let us carry forward the commitment he demonstrated in everything he did and honor his memory through our actions and by continuing to fight for the values he held dear and the causes he championed. As Ray liked to say, Cordova's law is this: if you agree with me at all times, one of us is not necessary. To his beloved wife, Sun L., his family, and his many, many friends, our hearts are with you in this time of mourning, and I ask that you join me in adjourning in memory of Ray Cordova.
Thank you. Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. I join my colleague from Irvine in honoring Ray Cordova. Ray was a friend of over three decades, and a leader in so many different aspects of our lives. Ray was everywhere, whether it was a union event, whether it was a party event, whether it was a philanthropic event. Ray was there, and Ray was there organizing. Ray was someone who was the fabric of our community, and he will be dearly missed by all of us. Special condolences to Sun Yi, his wife, who gave so much of her family and herself to all of us. Ray will be remembered for many, many decades in Orange County and LA County. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did like to also add my voice to honoring the memory of Ray Cordova. Ray truly was a giant in our area, and his presence was always felt and will continue to be felt as we honor his legacy. And I ask that we adjourn in his memory today.
Thank you. Senator DeRazzo.
I also rise in support of adjourning in memory of Brother Ray Cordova. In my experience in the labor movement, there was never a time when he wasn't there helping in solidarity with anyone's issues. He was a proud veteran, and I say on behalf of the Latino caucus as well, he was proud to be a Latino who did all of those things. He worked when he could not physically just barely get around. He was there during the pandemic. He was there doing food distributions, and everyone who visited him, he always, always had the strength to be able to say, keep on moving, keep on doing what you're doing, and never give up. He was an extraordinary, extraordinary human being. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Archuleta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, rise in recognition and in memory of Ray Cordova, a fellow paratrooper. He served with the 101st Airborne, and I've often mentioned over the years the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform. Ray was a paratrooper, the 101st, very proud, and I had the honor to visit him in his hospital, take pictures, and each time I went to visit him, he seemed to be stronger and stronger, but it was only his spirit and his laughter and obviously his joy to see a fellow paratrooper. And we talked about the times we were in the airborne. We talked about the times that we were in combat. We talked about family, and he talked about the union. He talked about all the friends that he's made over the years, and especially Grace Napolitano, the congresswoman that he worked for. But he also talked about the love of God and country. And one of the things that he asked me for several times, and I snuck it in, is what we call pan dulce, Mexican bread. And he said, don't let the nurses see you, bring it in. And I said, not to worry. And he had a special Mexican bread, and I was able to bring that. We shared that together. So we were able to talk and laugh, and I knew that each time he was getting a little sadder and maybe a little worse, and it was tough to see him go. But I know that he will always be with us in spirit as a veteran, as a labor leader, and especially as an American. And may he rest in peace. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. And yes, Ray Cordova was an amazing individual, affectionately known as the godfather of labor throughout LA and Orange County. We ask that you bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized by the California State Senate. Thank you. If there's no other business, Senator McGuire, the desk is clear.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Members, enjoy your families this weekend. Enjoy working in the district. The next floor session is scheduled for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 at 2 p.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Members, the Senate will be in recess until 5 p.m. today, at which time an adjournment motion will be placed. We'll reconvene on Tuesday, February 20th at 2 p.m. And just a friendly reminder, today is the last day to introduce bills. The desk will be open again until 5 p.m. Thank you.